Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The 2025 budget speech, as you well remember, allocated a staggering 1 trillion rand to infrastructure over the next 3 years. Now, on paper, I would suggest this is a bold commitment to fixing our failing transport, energy and water systems. But if history has taught us anything, it's that budget allocations don't always guarantee results. For years, projects in this country have been stalled either by corruption, poor leadership, or just plain mismanagement. So the question is a fair one. How do we move from policy to real execution? And is this infrastructure budget actually going to deliver results where others have failed? In that respect, I'm going to talk to Bongani Mthombeni, Executive Director at Consulting Engineers Royal Huskoning DHV, someone who is at the center, the nexus of this debate. So, Bongani, a very warm welcome. South Africa has never lacked infrastructure budgets, but yet little progress is made on a big scale. Where do you think the real bottleneck is?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. As you know, and as you rightly said in your intro, we've almost seen this movie before. We've heard about big infrastructure funds. We've heard about massive infrastructure allocations. There's one thing to allocate the budgets. It's another thing to make sure that the budgets actually do that which they are allocated for. And one of the biggest bottlenecks that we have in infrastructure in South Africa, unfortunately, is our procurement system, which has historically and currently been riddled with opportunity for looting and corruption. And then what ends up happening is that the budgets do not actually go towards that which they're intended for.
Is there a better way then to fix the procurement paradigm?
Absolutely. And there are some governmental departments that run a very watertight ship around their procurement policies and their bid adjudication committees, etc. But there are others where they don't. And it's a matter of ensuring that when a budget is allocated for a project, from the time that it actually goes to tender to the technical and financial evaluation stage, that the projects and the tenders are allocated to competent companies that put together clear execution plans to make sure that the infrastructure is delivered. We find ourselves in situations where subconsultants are popping up left, right, and center due to the BBBE legislation. Some of them do not actually have the capability or ability to execute these projects, yet contracts are awarded to them because they have got affiliations with certain individuals that ensure that the tenders go to them. So it's a big problem. And what we need to see, and if we want to see any change, is we need to see accountability and people actually being held to account when the corruption or this maladministration is brought to the fore. We need to see accountability. We need to see people actually go to jail for such actions.
And we don't have a great track record in that regard, if past history is anything to go by.
Unfortunately, we don't. We find that when things are highlighted in the press, that they just filter down. Case in point, we see things being brought or highlighted through commissions. We're very good at creating commissions and agencies to investigate certain things, but nothing really comes to fruition. We've seen with Zondo Commission, we haven't seen people going to prison. We haven't seen accountability. So if you don't see that accountability coming to the fore, this just keeps happening. So we just keep topping up the budgets, having bigger budget allocations, but nothing ever comes to the fore.
Let's move from procurement to actual execution, if we can. And once the job is underway, accountability, you've used the word already, is absolutely critical. And we do have mechanisms, so performance grants, real-time audits, that kind of thing. But again, it's making sure that they are implemented correctly and that the enforcement is actually done. Again, I would imagine that there is a degree of softness as far as that's concerned.
No, 100%. So, for example, with infrastructure projects, we are governed by Engineering Council of South Africa, and we've got various stages of implementation. So it's important that those stages are executed and with excellence and checked. So we have seen instances where budgets have been allocated to certain service providers, but the houses are not built, the roads are not fixed, but the money is gone. It's already been dispersed, it's already been spent. And so there needs to be clear accountability where with every milestone, you can see that the foundations are laid. with every milestone, you can see how the contractors are working. So we need to have more involvement at project level across the board, just to ensure that the milestones are met and that we can actually tick all the right boxes.
Do you think, and I understand that 1 trillion rand is a huge amount of money, that there will be jobs created as a result of that, but how much, or is there too much focus, wonder, on new infrastructure when so many existing assets are crumbling? Don't you think it would be better to make maintenance more of a priority?
I agree. So there's a very fine line between the two, Jeremy. While we do need new infrastructure, it is absolutely imperative that we maintain the infrastructure that we have. It doesn't help allocating hundreds of millions or billions of rands towards the construction of housing, wastewater treatment works, etc., when we cannot maintain the assets that we currently have. And that's why you have failing traffic lights. That's why you have potholes everywhere. The road network is case in point. So the roads that are in the custodianship of, for example, local municipalities, if you go to these small towns, the roads are in a shocking state. So it goes beyond just having a budgetary allocation for maintenance. It's about actually executing the maintenance plans that are set out in advance. So it has to be a multi-pronged approach, or two-pronged approach rather, in this instance, for what new infrastructure do we need. So for example, there are rural communities that don't have any tarred roads, so they need to be prioritized, for example, so that the people in those communities have access to healthcare and shops, etc. So that's new infrastructure. But the existing infrastructure, your wastewater treatment works, your non-revenue water, we're losing 45 to 50% of our water due to leaks. That speaks to the lack of implementing a solid and robust maintenance plan. If you look at the potholes, for example, routine road maintenance, which is something that SANRAL prioritizes as the National Roads Agency, but it needs to be prioritized across the board by the provincial departments of transport as well as local municipalities as well. So it's a two-pronged approach.
And just a final question, it's also about continuity and momentum, I imagine. So infrastructure, we're witnessing this right now, is getting a lot of attention ahead of a big event like the G20 in November, for instance. But then what tends to happen, and I think back to the 2010 World Cup as well, but then what happens is things just fade into neglect. Critical in order for us to grow, that cycle has got to be broken.
100%. And I think it's a leadership thing. It's a mindset thing. We're a nation that is very good at attending to critical issues when we are going to be in the spotlight or we're going to be highlighted on an international platform. And that needs to change. If we had gotten into a culture of routine road maintenance, maintaining our water infrastructure, we wouldn't even need to worry when you do have a big event and you're going to be in the international spotlight, for example. So we're very short-sighted in that we focus on events. If the president is visiting Bloemfontein, for example, they will try to patch up the potholes because we're going to be on a national stage type of thing. We need to be more consistent in our maintenance planning rather than events-focused maintenance planning. If that makes any sense.
That makes absolute sense. And I mean, there's such a flurry of activity now as we start to think about the G20 at the end of the year. I appreciate the insights. That's Bongani Mthombeni, Executive Director at the consulting engineering firm Royal Haskoning DHV.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.